Welcome everybody, Shir number 1305. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Rafua Shalema Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha of Merakeid Sifting. Okay, so now we are in the middle of talking about various different categories or aspects of the Merakeid, the Malacha of Merakeid Sifting. Okay, so we're basically just reading from the, we're going through the Sefer Lametzes Melachos to start, at least, how he brings it down very nice, the various different ins and outs, as far as Merakeid. Now, there are some Sfarim that I've seen in the past that put Merakeid, Sifting, and Borer together, but the Sefer Lametzes Melachos does break it up. He has two different, chapters, obviously, Borer separate, Merakeid separate, because of the fact we've been talking about the Merakeid, the sifting, zera, winnowing, and borer separating are basically three malachas that run along the same lines, and it's basically generally separating bad from good or good from bad. So he goes further and he says on page 508 as the Sefer Lametzes Melachos that merakeid applies to non-foods as well as foods. In other words, it's not just by foods, you know, flour, good foods, you'll tell me salt shaker possibly or whatever when there's clumps and no clumps or pepper shaker. No, it applies by everything to non-foods also. The malacha merakeid applies to sifting sand. For example, somebody wants to sift out some sand. Besides the fact that sand is muksa, but in general, somebody wants to sift sand and other non-food particles in the same way, it would still apply to those items. It applies to flour and similarly, you know, to flour, which is food, and similarly non-food. Now, as far as sometimes we talk about a malacha which has to do with gedulei karka, did it grow from the ground or not? Obviously, like we know when we learned borer is the separating, that has nothing to do with growing from the ground per se. A person could separate their socks, right, from their underwear, whatever the case is, if it's all mixed up. So that's nothing to do with growing from the ground or not growing from the ground. A person could separate chocolates, right, or cakes, or whatever it is, the case is. Some of the stuff I just mentioned was grown from the ground anyways. But it has nothing to do with growing from the ground or not growing from the ground. But there are some halachas that do apply to grown from the ground or not grown from the ground. So, but lamaya, for example, like teichin, for example, and so on. In the context of the practical halach, he says it is irrelevant. It's not irrelevant whether the substance to be sifted is earth grown or not, whether it's gedulei karka or not. It would not make a difference. Sifting unwanted pebbles, for example, he brings out sifting unwanted pebbles or debris from sand in order to produce fine sand for the making of clay, pottery, or what. Something along those lines would be the malacha min ha-Torah midyaraisa of merakeid. Okay, so now he goes on to explain a little bit further, saying that the malacha merakeid applies whether the sifting device removes the undesired elements of the mixture or the desired elements of the mixture. In other words, let's say you have the sieve or the sifter or the strainer, and well, this type removes only the unwanted elements, or the other type removes the good from the bad, or the other, or the different one that removes bad from good. It doesn't make a difference. And when it comes to merakeid, when it's borer, right? So borer is a little bit different, yeah. It's a question of bad from good, good from bad, and how to work that. We've spoken about that in the past. Bad from good, if it's mixed up, you can never do, basically. But good from bad, it has to be for right away or whatever. But the malacha merakeid applies whether the sifting device removes the undesired elements, whether the good, the bad from the good of the mixture, or the good from the bad, the desired elements. It doesn't matter. It's the process itself. It's the fact that you have two things, let's say like the clumps of sugar and the regular sugar, so two different things, but it's separating them. This is because the merakeid, he explains, the malacha of merakeid sifting, the actual merakeid, you know, again, it's one of the Lametzes Melachos, entails any act of separating from a mixture with a sifting device. Because again, we want to keep in mind, it's not a question of the act of when one does it by it with their hand, whereby you look at good from bad from good, like borer, but over here it's the device itself. It's sort of like the kli, the utensil, if you want to call it, and this is the sifting device. And that is the malacha. It is thus, therefore, he explains further, it's irrelevant which part of the mixture remains in the sieve, right? It's irrelevant which part of the mixture is going to remain in the strainer and which part lands beneath the sieve. So that doesn't make a difference either way. So he brings an example, sifting fine sand to remove unwanted coarse pebbles, which we just mentioned before, which will remain in the sieve, okay? That's what he's saying. And sifting sand to remove desired bits of precious gems, or whatever the case is, are both equally severe and would be the malachim and a Torah of Morocco. So the bottom line is, be it as it may, whichever way you do it, you do it taking the bad from good, good from bad. It's the device over here that we're working on. It's the sifting device, which makes it into the malacha, a Morocco sifting. Okay, so now he explains further on page 509, when we deal with Meraki, the Malacha Meraki, the sifting, is there such a concept of Miyad right away? As we know, when we spoke about the Malacha of Borer, right? And you take out to take out the bad from the good, that you can't do. But if you take out the good from the bad, you remove the good from the bad, so we said, if it's done right away, Miyad, it's done right away, done biyad with one's hands and miyad for right away. So then we said that was fine. What right away means, we spoke about all those ins and outs. The person's going to eat it right away, or in conjunction, the amount of time it takes for one to prepare for a suda and so on. Okay. So, but the question is, do we have that by Meraki also? I'll sift out my flour, let's say, right? Or I'll sift out whatever the case is, the sugar or whatever it is that I need. I'm sifting it out and I'm going to use it right away. And the good stuff is, let's say we'll say that the good stuff is coming out, right? The clumps will stay inside, and the good stuff is coming out onto the plate or whatever. And I'm sifting out the sugar, the clumps of the sugar from the regular sugar, and I'm going to use the sugar right away. I need my sugar. Would that make a difference when it comes to Meraki? Just like we saw by Borer, you take out the good from the bad, right? And you could use it right away. Do we say the same thing by Meraki? By sifting, I'm taking out the good from the bad. I'm sifting out the good sugar, the clumps stay inside, and I'm going to use it right away. Is there such a concept in the Malacha of Meraki? So, tells us the Sefer Lamentes Malach, he explains further, and again on page 509, Meraki is also, even if done for immediate use, the fact that will say it's done, it's miyad right away, no, that won't help. So that's what he says. The Malacha Meraked is forbidden. Again, I'm not getting too much into all the sources. He brings obviously all the sources in the back, in the Ha'aris, in the back of the Sefer, and so on. We're not going to go through everything, the whole thing. We did a lot of these concepts, the general concepts we did when we spoke about the Malacha Borer. I don't want to get too bogged down on it, but I do want to go through the Malacha of Meraked sifting, because of the fact, even though it's so close to Borer, and we spoke about many of these Shailas in Borer, because of the fact that it is a separate malacha, number one. Number two, we do have to have a review as it comes up of all these things which they apply constantly on a weekly Shabbos, especially something along the lines of Borer and Meraked, for that matter. So that's what he says. When it comes to Miyad, no, it doesn't help. The Malacha Meraked is forbidden, even if the finished product will be used immediately after it was sifted or filtered. Even if you're taking the good from the bad. So that's where he brings an example. One may not sift baby cereal, right? I want to sift out my baby cereal. One may not sift baby cereal. You can't sift, just giving examples. It could be anything, like we spoke about. It doesn't have to be lav dafka food. It could be with anything. So one may not sift baby cereal. For example, let's say matzah meal. Somebody wants to sift out, strain out granulated sugar he brings down, like we spoke about. One is not allowed to do that, to remove solidified clumps, even if these foods will be used for immediate use, and they'll be used immediately right afterwards, right? I'm gonna sift out, like we said, the sugar. I'll sift out the baby cereal. I have to use it right away, whatever. And there's clumps, so that you want to be careful not to use, because that is the malacha of Meraked, even though they'll say, I'm going to use it right away. So the malacha, so the concept of miyad, using right away, and even though it's good from the bed, right, and using it right away would not help when it comes to using a strainer, a sifting device, and falling under the malacha Meraked. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.